The Golden Bachelor is one of the worst bachelors in franchise history. And we found this out all thanks to the Hollywood Reporter's expose that it published on Thursday, I think. No, I think it was Tuesday, last Tuesday. So the Hollywood Reporter did the vetting and the researching that I don't think ABC execs did. I just don't believe that. Some people believe that ABC already knew of all of the information in the Hollywood Reporter's expose, but why would ABC want to put itself in a position where viewers are now going to question the credentials and the history of the lead star? I don't think the ABC did its research. And if ABC did, if the casting department did do their research and they knew all this and they decided to cast Gary anyway, that's pathetic. Because there are so many eligible older men who would have been better bachelors. So up top, I am going to mention one of the most questionable parts of the article, because I feel that not enough attention was paid to it, to this part of the article, from everything that I've heard. So a woman who dated Gary, for her name is Caroline. I know her name, her fake name is Caroline or Carolyn, whatever. Anyways, she said, sorry, she dated Gary for 3 years. They lived together for almost 2 years, a year and 9 months, and she gained 10 pounds. And he told her, I'm not taking you to my high school reunion looking like that. And because of that, because she gained 10 pounds, Gary broke up with her. And so then he told her, you have 2 weeks to get out the house. And she fell down the stairs. And Gary said, I think you did this on purpose to prolong your stay here. You need to stay in a hotel. So Gary dumped her and kicked her out, allegedly, all because she gained 10 pounds. So I don't hear people, a few podcasters, talking about this the way that I'm going to talk about this. First of all, I need to know how tall Carolyn is. Is she 5'7"? Is she 4'7"? Is she 5'11"? I need to know how tall she is, because she needs to be about 4'6 or 4'7 for 10 pounds to make much of a difference. I am 5'4". 10 pounds is not going to break me. And Caroline said that, you know, she was thin to begin with and then she gained 10 pounds. So 10 pounds on a thin woman is not that big of a difference. So I need to know how tall she was. Because what I believe is that she gained more than 10 pounds, but she chose to say she gained 10 pounds. And whatever amount she gained did not look flattering on her. It didn't compliment her. So first of all, nobody's talking about like why we have a piece of the puzzle, but not the whole puzzle when it comes to Carolyn saying that, you know, 10 pounds basically cost her relationship. I'm skeptical of it only being 10 pounds. Second of all, Gary's wife, Toni, was fat. Gary's wife, Toni, looked like she was, she looked like she weighed a lot. I don't need to throw a fake number out there. She was big. And her daughter is also, their daughter, brown-haired daughter, is also overweight. And then her daughter's kids seem to be overweight as well. So just genetically, excuse me, Gary's wife was big. She had a big daughter. Her daughter had big kids. So Gary, he's fat phobic. And it's weird to me that he's fat phobic because he was there bawling over his wife and like, I'm confused. And part of me just feels like, okay, he was with somebody who he probably met when she was thin. She put on, packed on the weight. And so he said, never again. And so then when he's with somebody who puts some weight on, it's like that is his time to leave expeditiously. I don't know. All I have to say is Gary's wife was fat, and I guess he's just afraid to be with another big woman. And yeah, I am saying the word fat because it's a word that I'm going to use. And it's just like, we don't got to do this. Do you want me to say plus size or big girls? Like, doesn't it all mean the same thing? Doesn't it all mean the same thing? Big or small? I don't really, I'm not PC like that. Because I could call myself fat. Is y'all gonna be mad at me then? It's like I have this comic, or I'm a fan of this comic, Yamanika, such a longtime fan of hers. And she like Yamanika, she always says, I'm a fat bitch calling another fat bitch a fat bitch. That's what they are accusing Lizzo of. Like, let's be real. Like, stop. Anyway. I'm not PC. The projects I work on are not PC, and that's not who I am. So, if you're offended by that word, like there are so many things in this world to be offended by. I don't think fat is a good, like, I don't think that's the hill to die on. Like, call me something else, but yet say horrific things about me. That's the thing. It's like, I don't even feel comfortable with people saying, it's like people are forced to say so many PC things, and then behind closed doors, they're saying far worse, and they're doing far worse. Like, you got to pick and choose your battles. At least I believe so. Sorry for that very big tangent. But anyway, so I don't believe that Gary's ex gained 10 pounds and that was a deal breaker. I just don't believe that it was the 10 pounds of weight. However, for Gary to dump someone of 3 years because he gained some weight, he's dead to me. He's so dead to me. A problem. So the Hollywood Reporter exposed Gary for being a liar, a bold-faced liar, because on The Bachelor, he claims that he has not dated in 45 years, not had a first date in 45 years, and he claims that he only had one kiss. Okay, but then here comes a Hollywood Reporter saying that he lived with a woman for 2 years. He dated her for 3 years. He met her 1 month after his wife Toni died, and that he was out in these streets with community dick, slinging it around, had multiple girlfriends. Multiple sources confirm this. Gary is a fraud and he is a liar. Gary also claims to be a restaurateur. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Basically, the, founder, owner, sorry, owner of a restaurant. That is a half truth because Gary hasn't been a restaurateur since 1985. And he got the job as a teenager in high school and worked his way up. Those are his credentials. Then the Hollywood Reporter exposed that Gary was doing maintenance and installing hot tubs. That's what he was doing since 1985. But on the show, he claims he was a successful restaurant owner who's been retired since. Or a successful former restaurant owner, and then we find out he's been retired for basically 40 years from doing restaurants, and he was just doing maintenance and installing hot tubs. Gary is broke, or he is very, very middle class, which is why he chose Teresa. That's what some of us suspect. We have an older, boring Kermit the Frog voiced Brandon Blackstock 2.0, as far as I'm concerned. So when you watch The Golden Bachelor, or when I watched it, he was very deeply in lust with Leslie. And then he asked Teresa, what do you do for work? And he lit up because Teresa basically said, I'm a very wealthy bitch. Because she's dumb, you know, she's dumb. So she tells him she's very wealthy, essentially. He lights up. From that moment on, he don't want to have anything to do with Leslie. Nothing to do with her. Why? Because Leslie is not the human ATM that Teresa is. So, from that point on, as soon as Gary found out that Teresa has money, he focused in on Teresa. He was all over Teresa. He didn't want to be with Leslie. He proposed to Teresa. And that's exactly why he's trying to wife Teresa next month, January 4th, on television. I'm not watching the wedding because I don't care, because he's a fraud. He's allegedly a fraud and a scammer in my mind. Not really a scammer, but just I can't with him. So I don't support him anymore. I want him to fade into oblivion. Something else that the article said is that Gary made Carolyn, he said, you got to pay me $1,000 a month in rent, and you have to pay for all of our bills when we go out to eat and go on dates. Again, the man is broke. Those are not the actions of a wealthy person. A wealthy man does not charge a grand for rent. He does not say you have to pay half of the bills. He does not say, go ahead and pay the bill up front so when the check comes to the table, I could cover it. That's what this woman, Carolyn, had to do, according to her. That's not the behavior of a man who has money. It's a behavior of a man who's trying to stretch out whatever dollars he has. And then here he comes. He meets Teresa, ding, ding, ding. And he wants to go to Italy. I guess the show was sending them to Italy or something. Like, he's lame. He's gross. I'm very annoyed with ABC because I watched this show thinking that Gary was a good man and a good choice. And I was duped. But as somebody else said, like, Gary's boring. Gary sucks. And now we find out that he's broke. Like, Leslie dodged a bullet. And Gary and Teresa are both the same type of very old and boring. Like, Leslie's still hot. She could go if she could find someone. I just hate how much Gary led Leslie on. And I think part of the reason why Leslie was so hurt is because she hates dating. She doesn't want to be out here in these streets. And I heard that Leslie actually had a very fun life. She dated Prince. Apparently an article came out about all the cool people she used to date. And she dated Prince. Shocker. Clutch. My pearls are clutched. My butt is clenched. Like, what? So she had a really, really fun life. She's fun. She's beautiful. She's a dancer. Maybe that's how she met Prince. She's a professional dancer, whatever. She don't need Gary, especially because he's broke. Gary looks boring. He looks weird. He looks like he's, I'm sorry, just no. She needs somebody sexy, and Gary ain't sexy. So thankfully, Leslie was not chosen. And I hope that she could feel a little bit better about it all, even though, I'm sorry, but she did look pretty pathetic because she was really sad, and she really, really let Gary know, like, that he's basically an asshole for leading her on so much, and he is. You don't have to lead anyone on. Leading somebody on is optional. It is a choice. It is not mandatory. There are other choices, other options. There's very easy ways to not lead someone on. And one of the first ways to not lead someone on is by speaking to someone on the future and making a bunch of empty promises that you may mean at the time, but just don't do it. Just wait until you're very firm in your beliefs of how you feel about someone to then speak upon the future. It is the easiest thing to not lead someone on. Very easy. So the Hollywood Reporter said that Gary was out here in these streets in a relationship 1 month after his wife died. They also said that the very same things that he told Teresa, verbatim quote, he also told his girlfriend. So the man is not creative. He is a player. And he was working in maintenance and installing hot tubs. Clearly, he was broke. So then Katie Couric did an interview with Gary asking him, like, what's going on with all of this? And so when Katie asked Gary about the girlfriend who said they were together for years, and what did she say the girlfriend said? And they broke up, and Gary's just like, I want to focus on right now and being happy and what's going on right now. And he goes, define a relationship. Like, they were together for 3 years, and he's gonna suddenly claim that, and they lived together, that they weren't in a relationship. Gary sucks. And he did not deny any of the claims. He is a pathetic liar. All he did was, I want to talk about right now. I want to focus on right now. And it's like, yikes. And Teresa's looking at him, and she doesn't look happy when she's looking at him, dance around the questions with Katie Couric. And I'm like, Teresa, good luck, because I think you are about to marry Brandon Blackstock 2.0. Brandon Blackstock is Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, who just last week was found guilty of stealing $2.6 million from her that he has to pay back. Stay safe out there, y'all. Protect your coins. And I would love to see Leslie as the next bachelorette, or the first golden bachelorette, or one of the other ladies. I'm excited to see who they choose. But I think I'm very, very excited to see like 70-year-old men trying to date a woman on television. I feel like it has to be good TV. I hope so. All right, y'all. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.